College Basketball Insider.
Some news and notes from around the world of college basketball.
In-studio correspondent for WFAN and CBS Sports Radio.
Attention, please, to John Rothstein. Please report to St. Joe's.
The Insider's Insider.
Joining us now with his thoughts and a break it down, John Rothstein.
It's College Hoops Today with John Rothstein.
Let's put the women and children to bed and go looking for dinner. John Rothstein here on the College Hoops Today podcast, coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. We are the only college basketball podcast coming to you each and every week. Later in this show, we'll be joined by Baylor head coach Scott Drew, whose team reached the number one point at the top of the AP poll this week for the first time in school history. Want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. Also, want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And also, send me your questions on Twitter. I'll get to them later in the show. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. And one great resolution you can make for the new year, maximize every minute with every dollar for your small business. I know an easy way to do that with Stamps.com. Think about the time you'll save by not having to make trips to the post office. Also, if you're like me and always on the road, it makes it easy to do things right from your computer. Stamps.com is the better way to get postage. Just use your own computer and printer, and then the mailman picks it up. I recommend Stamps.com because it is so easy to use and so convenient. Right now, sign up for Stamps.com and use my code HOOPS for this special offer. A four-week trial plus a $110 bonus offer, including a postage and a digital scale. Don't wait. Go to Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage and type in HOOPS. That's Stamps.com. Enter HOOPS. And now that we've got you all set up at Stamps.com, let's look at my main thoughts from the weekend.
John's Big Three Thoughts from the weekend.
I'm going to give you three.
It's going to be
big. Oh, wow.
Thought number one, Kentucky's SEC dominance looks greater than ever. In two games last week against Texas A&M and Arkansas, the Cats won by an average of 34 points per game. There seems to be no sparring partner for Kentucky at the top of the SEC. I think the level of separation between the Cats and the rest of the conference is as big as it's ever been under John Calipari. Meanwhile, my thought number two, Minnesota keeps trending upward. Richard Pitino right now is the early breakout star in the Big Ten. Last week, Minnesota won at Northwestern and beat Ohio State in Minneapolis. The thing I'm most impressed with Minnesota, you look at Minnesota after that home overtime loss against Michigan State in their Big Ten opener. They got much better. They showed their savviness. They showed their toughness. The Gophers already with two impressive road victories in league play at Northwestern and at Purdue. This looks like an NCAA tournament team. My next observation, things are about to get real for Xavier as the Musketeers get ready to go through a gauntlet. The next three games for Xavier, at Villanova, at Butler, and home to Creighton. Chris Mack announced on Saturday that Miles Davis, who has been suspended up to this point this season, has been reinstated. He'll be ready to go when Xavier gets ready to take on this gamut. One team Xavier played already this season, the Baylor Bears, and the head coach of Baylor, Scott Drew, is up next on the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Baylor has elevated its program to the top spot in college basketball, ranked number one in this week's AP poll. And the head coach of the Bears and the architect of this program joins the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. He is Scott Drew. And Scott, what is it like to be recognized at the apex of the sport, considering the state of Baylor's program when you took it over?
Well, I think it's pretty darn exciting. And everybody sets goals, and when you're able to achieve them, it's a great feeling that comes with that. And obviously, all the players, past players, and staff that helped work to get us here in Baylor Nation for allowing us to and supporting us to get here. Big picture, coaches know that nobody remembers who's ranked in number one in the beginning of January, and we all have bigger goals as far as conference and hopefully NCAA tournament. But to see the excitement from our fans, our past players, and everyone that's been a part of Baylor University and see their excitement, it's pretty rewarding.
Now, you've had many great teams at Baylor that have earned high seeds in the NCAA tournament. Mm-hmm. None of them reached the spot that you're in right now as the number one team in the country. Did you expect this team to be this elite and be in this position when you had them together in the offseason and during the start of fall practice?
Well, I think every coach goes into every game believing you can win, and if you execute the game plan, you can win. But with the schedule we played and all the ranked teams from Michigan State to Louisville to Oregon to Xavier, and then you got the Big 12, we're undefeated so far. The best we ever were was in 2012 when we were 17-0, and I think that helped lay the groundwork and give us, from a coaching standpoint, just experience on how to deal and handle with the pressures that do come from being undefeated this late in the season. But best case, we knew we had a good team, but I don't think anyone projects into January you're still undefeated.
How is this Baylor team different from the other great teams you've had?
Well, as you know, in the middle of the season, you can't really determine the outcome yet. So we'll have to see how we progress and how we advance from here on out, because we have a lot of games left to play. So far, we've had unbelievable leadership from the upperclassmen, starting with the Ishmael Wainwright, our lone senior. And then we have great chemistry, and we have great depth. And we've had different people step up and contribute and allow us to get off to the start that we've gotten off to.
And, you know, I think the most unique thing, Scott, about your team is four of the five starters in your program have redshirted a season. In a day and age where everybody wants instant gratification, how have you gotten guys to understand the concept of delayed gratification?
Well, some have redshirted because of transfer reasons, others medical reasons. But at the end of the day, what we do is with each player, we talk about advantages or pros and cons to redshirting or not redshirting, and it's up to them if they want to do it. We don't force anyone to, but we've had a lot of guys that have done it and been successful, so there is a track record for that. At the same time, we've had a lot of players that have come in, or several players that have come in and been one and done or two and out. So really, it's a case-by-case situation.
Baylor head coach Scott Drew joined the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Bears are ranked number one in the country. They will be at West Virginia on Tuesday night. And everybody knows that you took over a very difficult situation when you got the Baylor job. How would you describe the state of the program when you first took over in Waco?
It was a walk-on's dream, because not only were half our team filled with walk-ons, so you could not only be on the team, but you actually got playing time. So it was a great thing to be a college student if you wanted to walk on and play in the Big 12 in those early years. And obviously that foundation and that groundwork and what the players have put in, it led us to where we are today. But we've come light years as far as size and athleticism. And I think the whole college game, I mean, you look back 10, 15, 20 years ago, everyone seems to be a little bit bigger, stronger, faster, and more athletic nowadays, too.
Well, was there a moment along the way where you were driving in your car, you were walking around campus, and you felt that momentum was shifting in your favor?
Well, the great thing is when you have so much to do, you really don't have time to think about too many positive or negative things. You're just constantly on the grind trying to get better. I do know when the first time we broke through and got announced and made the NCAA tournament, and we were actually the last team announced to be in, and the excitement and joy, and at that point of, like, we're finally getting to where we want to go, that was really exciting and rewarding.
You know, your father and your family have such a rich history and heritage in the sport, from obviously the program that was built at Valpo. What did you take from Valpo that you added at Baylor?
Well, very similar. Both of them smaller schools, private schools, great family atmosphere, Christian schools, and very good academic schools. And basically, running a program, my dad's always been a positive guy. He's always been the glasses half full, and really cared for his players, and I think we do the same thing, and we work really hard and try to bring in players that want to spend a lot of time in the gym, want to get better, and as a coach, And there's nothing better than helping people achieve their goals and dreams. And from there, culture is formed. And as we all know, it's one thing when a coach tells you something. It's another thing when one of the seniors or one of the past players that's in the NBA tells you the same thing. So that's where it's real rewarding, is our past players are able to help coach our current players and our upperclassmen, to coach our underclassmen. And as we all know, when they're listening to the right advice from teammates and past players, that really makes things go smoother.
Now, one thing you couldn't take, though, from Valpo was legitimate big men, because you can't get the same big men at the mid-major level that you can get at the Power 5 level. And you've had a lot of great big men at Baylor. But the guy that you have right now anchoring the middle, Jolu Alachuil, to me is unique because he wasn't really on the radar. Has he usurped really what you even thought was modest expectations for him?
when we recruited him, we saw the potential. But you see the potential in everyone you recruit, and it's really up to them on how hard each player is willing to work and sacrifice and get better. And, Joe's been tremendous, and we knew he could block shots, but just how efficient he's been able to do it, staying out of foul trouble, has been a real pleasant surprise. Because, as you know, it's one thing to block shots; it's another thing to actually stay on the court and be able to block more.
Yeah, no question. And, you know, you mentioned, you know, at the start of this interview that, you know, it's very exciting when you're ranked number one in the country, but that's going to be a short celebration because of the task that you're going to have to undertake when you go to West Virginia. It's one thing to try and simulate how tough this program is, but what is it like when you have to really strap on your chin strap for 40 minutes and go toe-to-toe with a team coached by Bob Huggins?
Well, there's a reason he's won over 800 games. An outstanding coach, a great tactician, and a lot of times people don't realize just schematically, X and O's wise, what a great job they do. But I think your standard line about West Virginia basketball kind of sums it up, that you tweet out. So you want to tell everyone what that is?
Tougher than a long weekend at your in-laws.
There you go. Now I'm blessed. I got great in-laws, but. But playing down there, or playing West Virginia anywhere, they do a great job in making you feel uncomfortable for 40 minutes. They don't want you to be able to run any offense, and they want to constantly put pressure on your defense. So most people simulate it with six, seven, eight guys in practice leading up to it, and that's a great compliment for what they're able to do.
Now, that's one of the top teams in the Big 12. The other is Kansas, and we obviously all know about Kansas's dominance in the Big 12. But after Saturday night's win over Texas Tech, Bill Self's record at Fog Allen Fieldhouse improved to 214-9 since he's been the head coach. As a coach in this league, what is it like trying to chase that type of an opponent when it's not just really an opponent, but it's the program that's anchored the league and has been so separated from the league because of their dominance?
Well, two things. One, the Big 12 has been RPI-wise the best conference in the country the last 3 years, because top to bottom, it's been so good, and the parity has been so strong. As far as that's what makes the league so difficult. This week we'll go to West Virginia, ranked top 10. Then we'll go to Kansas State, ranked in the top 25 and barely lost at Kansas. So there is no easy game. Now when you say, boy, there's great parity, and you have a team that's been able to do what Kansas and Bill Self's been able to do, it's remarkable. In today's age, with one and done and the transfer rates and just the parity in college basketball, what they've been able to accomplish is remarkable and deserves all the credit that they receive for it.
What about Kansas, though, makes them so tough to play and so tough to really dethrone from the mantle that really they seem to have a grasp on?
Well, I think they have a great basketball culture, tradition. They're used to winning. They get very talented players, and Coach Self does a great job in making sure they're playing hard and playing the right way. And he's a tremendous coach, and the fan support, it's a very loud arena and makes it difficult to communicate and know what you're in offensively, defensively at times. So you put all that together, and they're used to, they have an expectation, they're used to winning. And when we were at Valpo, I think we won six out of seven conference championships. It was just ingrained when you straight conference championships, it's ingrained and expected. This is what you're going to achieve, and that's what they've been able to do.
Well, you have had an opportunity a couple times to achieve something special, and that's take Baylor to the Final Four. In 2010, you lost a very tough game against the Duke team that won a national title, and in 2012, you lost to the eventual national champion again when you played Kentucky. How often have you thought about those two games?
too often. but the great thing about that is it in both situations, in 2010, we came out of nowhere. People didn't expect us to be very competitive, very similar to this year. And at the end of the day, it comes down to the final seconds, last 5 minutes against Duke to go to the Final Four, and they end up winning it all. And you're like, man, we're really that close to a national championship. And then in 2012, when we lost to Kentucky, they were so dominant that year. When you lost, you felt like you lost to the best team in college basketball, and there's a reason why all of them were how many picks in the draft. So when you're that close, you realize we're not that far off. We just need to get a little bit better.
Well, what's it going to take for this Baylor team to get in that same situation two and a half months from now?
Well, every coach has the same goals right now, and that is to get better each and every day. It's a race to the finish line. Who can improve the most? And you got to stay injury free. You got to stay together. You got to have the good chemistry and leadership at the end. But truly, if you're able to do that and keep getting better each and every day, then it comes down to a lot of times coaches say you got to be a little bit lucky. And I know since we're playing Coach Huggins next, when you ask him what's the key to the game, he's going to say making shots. And I know everybody hates to hear that, but at the end of the day, you're going to control what you can control and be solid in the areas you can be solid. And a lot of times it depends on who's making shots on that particular day. And usually teams that win it all have one game where they say luck's on their side, or they get a couple breaks. And so I think all that goes into it. And obviously everyone prepares and tries to put their best foot forward. Hopefully we're able to do that this year.
Well, Scott, we appreciate a couple minutes. Know how busy you are. Good luck against West Virginia. Safe travels, and good luck, of course, throughout the rest of the Big 12 season. Look forward to keeping in touch along the way.
Sounds great. Nate, are we going to see you in Morgantown?
I will not be in Morgantown, but I will be following from a distance.
All right, man. You take care. Have a good one. All right, John.
I'd like to thank Baylor head coach Scott Drew for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. I want to remind you to subscribe to the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein on iTunes. We want to be your Bible for the college basketball season and beyond. Once again, we are the only college basketball podcast coming to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. Also, I want to remind you to check out the College Hoops Today fan page on Facebook. Give us a like, give us a review. Let us know what you think of the product we're bringing to you 52 weeks out of the calendar year. And not all ingredients are created equal. Fresh, high-quality ingredients make a real difference, so it's important to know where your food comes from. Blue Apron makes it easy to have a great meal in a short amount of time and a great price. You can choose from a variety of new recipes each week, or let Blue Apron's culinary team surprise you. Recipes are not repeated within a year, so you'll never get bored. My favorite part is that each meal comes with a step-by-step, easy-to-follow recipe card, and pre-portioned ingredients can be prepared in 40 minutes or less. Blue Apron's freshness guarantee promises that every ingredient in your delivery arrives ready to cook, or they'll make it right. Check out this week's menu and get your first three meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/collegehoops. You will love how good it feels and tastes to incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait. That's blueapron.com/collegehoops. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. And now we've got you set for your upcoming meals through Blue Apron. It's time now to get to our social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. Send me your questions on Twitter. I'm at John Rothstein. That's John, J-O-N. Our first question is from Garrett Wright. It's John. Will Mississippi State be the team you don't want to play come late February, March? And look, I think Mississippi State has a really good nucleus in place in year two under Ben Hallen, but I think it's premature to talk about them as a potential NCAA tournament team. I think they're a year away. Our next question comes from JCV, and it's John. Does Kansas have what it takes to make a run to the Final Four? And JC, my response to that would be absolutely. The Kansas has, I think, the best backcourt in college basketball in Frank Mason and Devontae Graham and LeGerald Vick. But the one thing you have to worry about with Kansas, front court depth. This is not the Kansas team that we have grown accustomed to under Bill Self in terms of the options they have up front. And then our final questions, John, your thoughts on Nevada's comeback against New Mexico. That's from Brian. And look, I was falling asleep on my couch late Saturday night when Nevada had the game really out of hand in New Mexico's favor, and New Mexico had a significant lead. I woke up and all of a sudden I saw what happened. It was as remarkable a turnaround as I have seen in all my years covering college basketball. Crazy, crazy finish. And if you didn't look up what happened between Nevada and New Mexico, you have to. You have to go back and live that comeback. It's available on the internet. It is something unlike we have ever seen in college basketball. Down 25 points with 11 minutes to play, and I believe 17 points with 2 and change to play. But Nevada wins the basketball game. Now that we've got you set with your social media portion of the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein, time for some Nuggets.
Five good Nuggets.
Five.
Six.
No, five. But you were close.
Nugget number one, the power of the fog. Bill Self, after Saturday's win over Texas Tech, now has a career record of 214-9 at Fog Allen Fieldhouse as the head coach of Kansas. That means that Bill Self has won 3 more consecutive Big 12 regular season titles than he has home losses. That is an unfathomable statistic. Nugget number two, Orange Paws. Syracuse may have won back-to-back games in the ACC, but this is what's ahead for the Orange over the next 4 games. At Virginia Tech, home to Boston College, at Carolina, at Notre Dame. Welcome to the ACC in 2017. Nugget number three, welcome back. How about the line for Arizona's Parker Jackson Cartwright over the last 4 games since returning from an ankle injury? 25 assists, 5 turnovers. Nugget number four, don't lose faith. Even though Clemson lost back-to-back tough games last week against North Carolina and Notre Dame, the Tigers still very much look like an NCAA tournament team. I have faith in Brad Brunell's squad. They're at Georgia Tech next. And then nugget number five, struggling brands. Texas and Oklahoma, 2 NCAA tournament teams from a year ago, are a combined 1-5 right now in Big 12 play. What a difference a year makes indeed. Now that we've got you set with your nuggets, let's look at some games to watch.
Games to watch. Games to watch.
3 games right now to highlight on Tuesday. Baylor at West Virginia, Xavier at Villanova, Duke at Florida State. 3 teams, again, that are in the top 15 in the country. Wednesday night, we've got a good one in the Big East between Butler and Creighton in Omaha. And then Thursday night, I think the underrated game of the week in college basketball, SMU and Cincinnati, the 2 best teams in the American. Ponies have won 10 games in a row since losing at Boise State in late November. We'd like to thank Baylor head coach Scott Drew for joining the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein. We'll be back next week, same bat time, same bat channel. This was the College Hoops Today podcast with John Rothstein.